Hello and welcome to Sound Body, a weekly program of information on health topics and ideas that can help you live life to its fullest. I'm Louise Craig. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention want us to learn the signs and symptoms of sepsis. Their reporting has gotten better over time, so the numbers being reported are higher than before, but it's also increasing because of the increasing age of our population. I know myself that I didn't think much about it until my wonderful father-in-law died from septic shock a number of years ago. So today we will read about sepsis, the symptoms, and how to avoid it. We're also going to read about the signs and symptoms we should be aware of for many other common problems, including heart attack and stroke, sudden cardiac arrest, diabetes, and prostate cancer. It's a lot of information, but hopefully after hearing it today, we'll be able to better remember it when we need it. And we start with how to avoid sepsis, a deadly medical emergency. And this is written by Kevin McCarthy for Consumer Reports and published on August 23, 2016. Dana Merman didn't pay much attention when she noticed what she assumed was a mosquito bite on her shoulder. After all, I live in Florida. People get bites, says the 41-year-old communications professional. Even when it began throbbing overnight, she didn't worry much, assuming it was a simple allergic reaction. The next day, she came down with flu-like symptoms, including vomiting and fever. I still didn't connect the two, she says. But later that evening, her temperature spiked to 104, and her husband rushed her to the emergency room. The staff checked her blood pressure and saw it was plummeting. They immediately started her on IV fluids and powerful antibiotics, she says, a response that likely saved her life. Merman was a victim of sepsis, an often deadly reaction to certain infections that can quickly race through your body, shutting down vital organs. While not well known, it's actually more common than heart attacks and just as deadly. More than a million people in the U.S. develop sepsis each year, and more than 250,000 deaths a year are linked to it, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's higher than earlier estimates, an increase the CDC attributes mainly to better reporting on the infection, as well as the growing number of older people who are especially susceptible to sepsis. While many cases are linked to infections contracted in hospitals, doctor offices, nursing homes, and other healthcare facilities, a report out today from the CDC says that nearly half are community-acquired, meaning from infections people contract in their homes, schools, playgrounds, and elsewhere. Any infection can lead to sepsis, from a manicure gone wrong, food poisoning, or a simple urinary tract infection. One reason sepsis is so dangerous is that patients and even doctors often don't recognize the problem until it's too late, says Anthony Fiore, MD, of the CDC's Division of Healthcare Quality Promotion and an author of the new report. Rapid, early treatment can save lives, he says. It's just like a heart attack or stroke, in that the longer you wait, the deadlier it is. Here's what you need to know about sepsis, including how to recognize it and what to do if you suspect it. Sepsis often starts with a local infection, most often in the lungs, digestive tract, urinary tract, or, as in Merman's case, on the skin. It usually stems from a bacterial infection, but fungal or viral infections can trigger sepsis too. Whenever the body develops an infection, the immune system normally kicks in, producing chemicals to fight the infection, but sometimes, either because the triggering bacteria is unusually powerful or because the person's immune system is already weakened by other health problems, those chemicals are set loose in the bloodstream and course through the body. Instead of just fighting the local infection, those chemicals unleashed by the immune system cause widespread inflammation and damage tissues in the liver, kidneys, heart, and other organs. Within hours, blood clots can begin to form, and damage to blood vessels causes blood pressure to drop, which in turn slows the delivery of vital nutrients to those organs already under attack. In the final stages, the heart weakens and organs begin to fail. The new CDC report helps identify who's most at risk of sepsis. That includes people with chronic diseases. 7 out of 10 people in the CDC study who developed sepsis had diabetes, lung, kidney, or liver disease, or some other chronic condition. People with those conditions are at increased risk because they are susceptible to infection. Also, people with conditions that weakened immune systems, such as AIDS or cancer. Those who are 65 or older, or younger than a year old, probably because they too are more prone to infection. And those who have recently been in a hospital, nursing home, or other healthcare facility, in part because infection-causing bacteria are often common in those institutions. While sepsis is often not recognized until it's already progressed, Fiore said many cases could be prevented. For one thing, the CDC report found that most sepsis patients have some underlying health problem that requires them to have frequent contact with doctors. Those visits, Fiore says, are an opportunity for healthcare providers to prevent infections that can turn septic by, for example, ensuring that diabetics get thorough exams of their feet to check for wounds that could breed infections, and to educate people about warning signs for sepsis. In addition, there are a number of steps people can take on their own to protect themselves from the underlying infections that can trigger sepsis. Here's how. Get vaccinated. 35% of sepsis cases in the CDC study stemmed from pneumonia. Yet, the CDC says that only 20% of high-risk adults under age 65 and 60% of those 65 and older have been vaccinated against that disease. And annual flu shots can also prevent respiratory infections that can sometimes turn septic. But only about a third of sepsis patients in the CDC study had a record of being vaccinated against the flu. Thousands more deaths could be prevented with better coverage, wrote the authors of the CDC report. Treat urinary tract infections promptly. A quarter of sepsis cases resulted from urinary tract infections, so it's important to see a healthcare provider if you have warning signs of those infections. Usually a painful burning feeling when you urinate, and a strong urge to go often, and when appropriate, be treated with antibiotics. UTIs are also common among hospital patients, especially those who have been catheterized, so it's extra important to watch for those infections while in the hospital. Clean skin wounds properly. About 1 in 10 sepsis cases follows a skin infection, so it's essential to care for wounds and scrapes properly. That means washing with soap and water, cleaning out any dirt or debris, and covering wounds. And people with diabetes should make sure that they follow good foot care practices, since wounds there can often develop dangerous infections. And avoid infections in hospitals. Since many infections that turn septic originate in hospitals and other healthcare facilities, it's essential that you and your healthcare providers take steps to avoid those infections. That means, for example, insisting that everyone who comes into your hospital room, including doctors and nurses, wash their hands every time they touch you. If you do develop an infection, it's important to watch for signs of sepsis, and if you suspect it, act fast. Here's what to do. Know the symptoms. These include fever plus chills, shortness of breath, rapid breathing, increased heart rate, diarrhea, vomiting, rash, or pain, which many survivors describe as the worst they've ever felt. Disorientation or confusion can also be signs of sepsis. Act fast. If you have any of those symptoms, contact a healthcare provider and say, "I think I have an infection and it's really gotten worse, and I think it's possible I could have sepsis," Fiore says. If it's after hours, either contact the provider's on-call service, or if you feel very sick, go to the emergency room. It's not something you sit on until morning, he says. Demand attention. Healthcare providers sometimes miss sepsis or fail to react quickly enough, says Lisa McGifford, the director of Consumer Reports' Safe Patient Project. Patients and their advocates need to be aggressive in pushing for a quick action, and there is no excuse for a hospital or emergency room to respond to sepsis slowly once it is diagnosed, McGifford says. Hospitals can do a lot to prevent death from sepsis by diagnosing it early and responding with urgency. Get the right treatment. If your doctor suspects sepsis, you should get treated with IV fluids and antibiotics right away. Initially, you will probably need a broad-spectrum antibiotic which targets multiple bacteria. But your doctors should also order tests to identify the responsible bacteria and, if possible, switch you to an antibiotic that targets that specific bacteria. In addition, Merman, who started volunteering for the Sepsis Alliance, an organization that raises awareness about the condition after her experience, emphasizes the importance of having support when dealing with sepsis. Sepsis can be extremely disorienting and cause sleepiness, she says. I was so exhausted, all I wanted to do was sleep, Merman remembers. If it weren't for her husband, she might never have made it to the emergency room. I would not have picked up a phone and called 911. And we move on to the warning signs of a heart attack. And this comes from the American Heart Association and was last reviewed in June of 2016. Don't wait to get help if you experience any of these heart attack warning signs. Although some heart attacks are sudden and intense, most start slowly with mild pain or discomfort. Pay attention to your body and call 911 if you feel chest discomfort. Most heart attacks involve discomfort in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes or that goes away and comes back. It can feel like uncomfortable pressure, squeezing, fullness, or pain. Discomfort in other areas of the upper body. Symptoms can include pain or discomfort in one or both arms, the back, neck, jaw, or stomach. Shortness of breath, with or without chest discomfort. Other signs may include breaking out in a cold sweat, nausea, or lightheadedness. Symptoms vary between men and women. As with men, women's most common heart attack symptom is chest pain or discomfort, but women are somewhat more likely than men to experience some of the other common symptoms, particularly shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, and back or jaw pain. Act fast. Learn the signs, but remember this. Even if you're not sure it's a heart attack, have it checked out. Minutes matter. Fast action can save lives, maybe your own. Don't wait. Call 911 or your emergency response number. Calling 911 is almost always the fastest way to get life-saving treatment. Emergency medical services staff can begin treatment when they arrive, up to an hour sooner than if someone gets to the hospital by car. EMS staff are also trained to revive someone whose heart has stopped. Patients with chest pain who arrive by ambulance usually receive faster treatment at the hospital, too. It is best to call EMS for rapid transport to the emergency room. Also from the American Heart Association, we have heart attack or sudden cardiac arrest. How are they different? And this was last reviewed March 15th, 2018. People often use these terms interchangeably, but they are not synonyms. A heart attack is when blood flow to the heart is blocked, and sudden cardiac arrest is when the heart malfunctions and suddenly stops beating unexpectedly. A heart attack is a circulation problem, and sudden cardiac arrest is an electrical problem. A heart attack occurs when a blocked artery prevents oxygen-rich blood from reaching a section of the heart. If the blocked artery is not reopened quickly, the part of the heart normally nourished by that artery begins to die. The longer a person goes without treatment, the greater the damage. Symptoms of a heart attack may be immediate and intense. More often, though, symptoms start slowly and persist for hours, days, or weeks before a heart attack. Unlike with sudden cardiac arrest, The heart usually does not stop beating during a heart attack. The heart attack symptoms in women can be different than men. Sudden cardiac arrest occurs suddenly and often without warning. It is triggered by an electrical malfunction in the heart that causes an irregular heartbeat or arrhythmia. With its pumping action disrupted, the heart cannot pump blood to the brain, lungs, and other organs. Seconds later, a person loses consciousness and has no pulse. Death occurs within minutes if the victim does not receive treatment. What is the link? These two distinct heart conditions are linked. Sudden cardiac arrest can occur after a heart attack or during recovery. Heart attacks increase the risk for sudden cardiac arrest. Most heart attacks do not lead to sudden cardiac arrest, but when sudden cardiac arrest occurs, heart attack is a common cause. Other heart conditions may also disrupt the heart's rhythm and lead to sudden cardiac arrest. These include a thickened heart muscle, cardiomyopathy, heart failure, arrhythmias, particularly ventricular fibrillation, and long QT syndrome. Fast action can save lives. Even if you're not sure it's a heart attack, call 911 or your emergency response number. Every minute matters. What to do if you have sudden cardiac arrest? Cardiac arrest is reversible in most victims if it's treated within a few minutes. First, call 911 for emergency medical services. Then get an automated external defibrillator, if one is available, and use it as soon as it arrives. Begin CPR immediately and continue until professional emergency medical services arrive. If two people are available to help, one should begin CPR immediately while the other calls 911 and finds an AED. Sudden cardiac arrest is a leading cause of death. Over 320,000 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests occur annually in the United States. By performing hands-only CPR to the beat of the classic disco song Stayin' Alive, you can double or even triple a victim's chance of survival. Now we go to medicinenet.com for 14 signs and symptoms of stroke. And the medical author was Melissa Conrad Stepler, and the medical editor was William C. Shield, Jr. What is a stroke? A stroke occurs when the blood supply to an area of the brain is cut off. The symptoms depend upon the region of the brain that is affected by the loss of blood supply and can include changes in sensation or motor control. Symptoms of a stroke also depend on how much of the brain tissue is deprived of blood supply. For example, someone who had a mild stroke may experience temporary weakness of an arm or leg, but those with a more severe stroke may be permanently paralyzed on one side of their body or be unable to speak. If the blood supply is not quickly restored, either on its own or via medical treatment, the effects may be permanent. A transient ischemic attack, or TIA, is sometimes referred to as a mini stroke. With a TIA, the stroke symptoms occur but go away on their own. Some people fully recover completely from strokes, but over 2/3 of stroke survivors are left with some type of disability. Acting fast is critical if you suspect that someone may be having a stroke. Immediate treatment of a stroke can minimize long-term effects of the stroke and can even help reduce a person's risk of death from stroke. FAST is an acronym that can help you quickly recognize the warning signs and symptoms of stroke. F for face drooping. Ask the person to smile and see if one side is drooping. One side of the face may also be numb and the smile may appear uneven. A is for arm weakness. Ask the person to raise both arms. Is there weakness or numbness on one side? Arm drifting downward is a sign of one-sided arm weakness. S is for speech difficulty. People having a stroke may slur their speech or have trouble speaking at all. Speech may be incomprehensible. Ask the person to repeat a simple sentence and look for any speech abnormality. And T time to call 911. If a person shows any of the symptoms above, even if the symptoms went away, call 911 and get the person to a hospital immediately. Well, these are the hallmark symptoms of stroke. A stroke can cause disruption of any function of the nervous system. Symptoms of stroke typically occur on one side of the body and come on suddenly. With a transient ischemic attack, sometimes called a mini stroke, the symptoms appear and may go away on their own. In any case, it is essential to get the affected person to a hospital as soon as possible to enable prompt treatment. Other possible signs and symptoms of stroke include the sudden onset of 1. Weakness or paralysis of any part of the body, 2. Numbness or a pins and needles sensation anywhere in the body, 3. Gait disturbances, trouble walking, or loss of balance and coordination, 4. Vision changes, blurred vision, or trouble with eyesight in one or both eyes, 5. Dizziness, 6. Severe headache that usually is unlike headaches in the past, 7. Confusion, 8. Inability to speak, slurred speech or inability to understand speech, 9. Loss of sensation in any part of the body, 10. Memory loss, 11. Behavioral changes, 12. Muscle stiffness, 13. Difficulty swallowing, and lastly, 14. Involuntary eye movements. From stroke, we go to the diabetes warning signs, and this comes from WebMD. Because type 2 diabetes can lead to serious health complications, it's important to be aware of any diabetes warning signs and get tested for diabetes if you have any of these symptoms. Treating diabetes early can help prevent serious complications. Sometimes type 2 diabetes can develop without any warning signs. In fact, about a third of all people who have type 2 don't know they have it. That's why it's important to talk to your doctor about your risk for diabetes and determine if you should be tested. Common warning signs include increased thirst, increased hunger, especially after eating, dry mouth, frequent urination or urine infections, unexplained weight loss, even though you are eating and feel hungry, fatigue, blurred vision, and headaches. If you have any of the above-mentioned warning signs, give your doctor a call and schedule a diabetes test. With the right diabetes diet, regular exercise, and medications if needed, you can manage type 2 diabetes and live an active, productive life. If you have symptoms of the following diabetes complications, it's important to seek immediate medical attention. Hypoglycemia and diabetes. Hypoglycemia, or low blood sugar, occurs when the level of sugar or glucose in the blood drops too low to fuel the body. Hypoglycemia is not a disease, but a condition that results from a variety of causes. Hypoglycemia is most commonly a complication of diabetes treatment. You can develop hypoglycemia by taking too much insulin or other diabetes medications or by delaying a meal. Hypoglycemia can also be the result of some medications, other diseases, or poor nutrition. Some warning signs of hypoglycemia include nausea, a jittery or nervous feeling, a rapid heartbeat, mood changes, blurred vision, and difficulty walking. Severe hypoglycemia can lead to loss of consciousness, seizures, and coma, and may be fatal. Hyperglycemia and diabetes. Hyperglycemia causes many of the warning signs of diabetes listed above. Hyperglycemia may be caused by skipping or forgetting your insulin or diabetes medicine, eating too many grams of carbs for the amount of insulin administered, simply eating too many grams of carbs in general, or from stress or infections. Diabetic coma in type 2 diabetes. Hyperglycemic hypersmolar nonketotic syndrome, HHNS, is an extremely serious complication that can lead to diabetic coma and even death in type 2 diabetes. This serious condition occurs when the blood sugar gets too high and the body becomes severely dehydrated. To prevent HHNS and diabetic coma in type 2, check your blood sugar regularly as recommended by your healthcare provider. Check your blood sugar more frequently when you're sick. Drink plenty of fluids and watch for signs of dehydration. Other warning signs of type 2 diabetes complications may include slow healing sores or cuts, itching of the skin, usually around the vaginal or groin area, frequent yeast infections, recent weight gain, velvety dark skin changes of the neck, armpit, and groin called acanthosis nigricans, numbness and tingling of the hands and feet, decreased vision, impotence, or erectile dysfunction. Contact your healthcare provider right away so you can have a diabetes test if you have any of these diabetes warning signs. Even people with pre-diabetes can have the increased risk of heart disease seen in people with type 1 or type 2 diabetes. And lastly, from the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, we have prostate cancer symptoms. In most cases, prostate cancer symptoms are not apparent in the early stages of the disease. The symptoms of prostate cancer may be different for each man, and any one of these symptoms may be caused by other conditions. As a result, routine screenings in the form of digital rectal exams and prostate-specific androgen or PSA tests are important. The American Cancer Society recommends that men make an informed decision with their doctor about whether to be tested for prostate cancer beginning at age 50. Men with one or more risk factors for prostate cancer should consult with their physician about whether to start routine screening earlier. Urinary symptoms of prostate cancer. Because of the proximity of the prostate gland in relation to the bladder and urethra, prostate cancer may be accompanied by a variety of urinary symptoms. Depending on the size and location, a tumor may press on and constrict the urethra, inhibiting the flow of urine. Some prostate cancer signs related to urination include burning or pain during urination, difficulty urinating, or trouble starting and stopping while urinating, more frequent urges to urinate at night, loss of bladder control, decreased flow or velocity of urine stream, and blood in the urine. Other prostate cancer signs and symptoms: blood in semen, difficulty getting an erection, painful ejaculation, swelling in legs or pelvic area, numbness or pain in the hips, legs, or feet, and bone pain that doesn't go away or leads to fractures. Whew, that was a lot. Thank you for tuning in to Sound Body. Stay well, and come back next week for more healthy living ideas. This has been Sound Body, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm Louise Craig, and I hope you'll join me again next week for more health updates and information for healthy living. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.